Now, friends, we come to this last chapter of 1 Samuel, and we're going to look at the question of who killed King Saul. And here is a case where probably we ought to turn it over to the FBI, because there seems to be some question here as who is responsible for his death. Now, will you notice, I begin reading at verse 1. The Israelites are in battle with the Philistines. And thank the Lord, David was not engaged in that battle. The providence of God, God intervened to keep him from entering that battle. And so David had withdrawn, gone back to Ziklag, found the tragedy that had taken place there, and he'd gone after the Amalekites who had destroyed and burned the city and taken the people captive. Now, we find that in verse 1, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And every time that you find the Israelites fleeing before their enemies, it's because they're out of the will of God, because they're going against God. Now, this idea today that God approved of war in the Old Testament, he did not at all. And when Israel would engage in a war outside of the will of God, when they're not defending themselves, then they generally lost the battle. And that's what happened here. Now we're told in verse 2, and here's where the tragedy begins for the Israelites. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Melchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was sore wounded of the archers. Now, it would seem that the beginning of the end of Saul, of course, is here. He's first hit in battle by an archer. Apparently, it was by someone who did not recognize that he had hit the king. It was a real, shall we say, a real bullseye, and he had hit the king. The tragedy that is here, of course, is that Jonathan is slain here in this battle. And this is remarkable because we read on one occasion that Jonathan slew 250 of the enemy, and they were Philistines at one time. So it reveals how hopelessly outnumbered Israel was now. And this could well have been a battle in which David and Jonathan would have been on opposite sides. God had intervened. David felt badly that he couldn't go into the battle, you know. Well, he didn't recognize at the time that God had intervened on his behalf. And many times our disappointments are his appointments, as someone has neatly put it.